Our data were collected using a systematic sample. They were input into a SAS version 8 data set, and now we would like to bring that SAS data set into WESFAR. To do this, we will click on New WESFAR Data File. This opens up the input database. We select the data file we would like to bring in, and we click on Open. We need to indicate to WESFAR what variable contains the full sample weight in our data set. This variable is called WT. We use the single arrow to click it into the appropriate box, and we decide that the rest of the variables here we would like WESFAR to treat as regular variables. We click on the variables radio button, and we use the button with the double chevron to move all of the variables into this box at one time. We now need to save the data file, so we click on File, Save As. We click on Save, and we have done the saving. Next, we need to create the replicate weights, so we click on Data and Create Weights. We're going to use the jackknife N method of creating the replicate weights because we have more than two PSUs in some of the strata in our data set. We need to specify the var unit variable. This is WESFAR's way of asking which variable contains the PSU information, and in our data set, this variable is called PSU. We use the single arrow to click it into its box, and next we click on the var strat radio button, and we indicate which variable contains the strata information. In our data set, this variable is called STR. We click on the arrow to move it into the box, and we are now ready to say OK. We save the data file, and WESFAR wants to know if we want to replace the earlier version that we saved with this current version. We will say yes, we want to replace it, and we can see that the replicate weights have been made, and we're now ready to analyze our data set in WESFAR.